非常开心能跟我一起合作。
I'm sure he'll fix any mistakes I make, right?
啊，他说我能纠正他的问题，就I hope so.
Yeah. Okay. Every so often, we learn of a famous celebrity pastor who disqualifies himself from ministry.
我们有时候会听到有一些非常有名的牧师，那他们因为跌倒失去了他们服事的资格。
And it can be surprising to us.
啊，这对我们来说是很令人惊讶的。
How can a man so gifted and knowledgeable make such a mess of his life and ministry?
为什么有这样的一个天分又有很有知识的牧者会把自己的生活和服事搞得这样一团糟呢？
And often we find that it's because his platform was bigger than his character.
常常我们会发现是因为他的事工，他的平台过于他自己所具有的这种生命。
He had great gifting, but not great godliness.
他有很好的恩赐，但是呢，却缺乏基督的生命。
And the temptation for churches is to find a gifted leader and to give them whatever they want.
那对一个教会来说，一个很大的试探，就是想找一个非常有恩赐的牧师，来满足他们一切的需要。
But a church that puts a single celebrity in charge is begging for disaster.
那么如果教会把所有的权柄放在一个牧者的身上，那是一个非常危险的事情。
A church that chooses its leaders based on charisma and not character is heading for scandal.
那牧师，教会常常在选牧师的时候，他们的出发点是找一个有恩赐的牧师。那如果是找一个把教会全放在一个牧师上，那等于是自取灭亡。
And our passage, Titus 1, is given to us to protect us from bad leadership that will harm the church.
那提多书第一章就是来告诉我们如何来保护教会免受这样的灾难。
This passage is here to help our churches grow strong and healthy and safe.
那这一章是告诉我们教导我们如何保护我们的教会，让我们的教会更加健康，更加的这个强大。
And the first four verses of Titus were given to show us some beautiful gospel truths.
在提特书的第一章的前四节，保罗讲出了几句非常美好的福音的真理。
Paul knows that what Titus needs to lead well is for him to look to the gospel.
保罗知道现在提多需要的是用福音的真理来坚固他。
But then starting with verse 5, he gives him some urgent tasks.
那从五节开始呢，就告诉他一个非常急迫的一个任务。
So let's take a look and read again, just verse 5.
那我们接下来我们就读一下第一章第五节。我从前留你在克里特，是要你将那没有办完的事都办整齐了，又照我所吩咐你的，在各城设立长老。
And so our first point is this, number one, the task, appoint elders in every town.
那第一点我们就要讲的就是他的任务到底是什么呢？就是在各城设立长老。
So,The question is, what is an elder?
那问题就是，到底长老是什么？
Now the word elder speaks to maturity and experience.
那我们讲到长老呢，是讲到他的成熟和他的经验。
Down in verse 7, he's going to use the term overseer as a synonym.
那一直到第九节呢，第七节是讲到了他的这个另外一个词，就是监督是和长老是同义词的。
So the elders give oversight in the church.
所以长老是监督照管教会的。
And in verse 7 he calls them stewards, God's stewards.
那在第七节呢又称长老是神的管家。
They have a stewardship from God and to care for what he has entrusted to them.
那他这个仆人的职分是从神那里得到的，来照管教会。
And in verse 9, we see that part of their role is handling the word of God.
那第九节告诉我们，长老的职责是把握掌管神的言语，神的话语。
They are called to give instruction and to rebuke false teachers.
这里面讲到了，一是教导神的话，另外呢就是斥责责备假教师。
I want to show you as well in 1 Peter chapter 5, Peter adds a few more things to this picture of elders.
那我给大家看另外一处经文，在彼得前书第五章一到三节，这里边给我们整个的一个做长老的一个职分的一个画面，我给大家读一下。第一节，我这做长老的，做基督受苦的见证，同享后来所显之荣耀的，劝你们中间与我同做长老的人，务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊， 按着神旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心，也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意，也不是辖制所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。
So Peter shows us three things that elders do.
这里边彼得告诉我们长老做的有三件事情。
They shepherd the flock.
第一是牧羊群羊。
The local flock that are there among them.
就是在local church, 就是普通的一个地方教会里边的这些信徒。
And shepherd is the same word as pastor.
那这个牧者就是牧师是同一个词。
That's what elders do. Elders shepherd the people.
这也是长老做的。长老其实也就是牧养群羊。
Second, we see that they give exercise oversight.
那另外一点呢，就是照管，就是监管整个的教会。
They oversee the church and they see the big picture.
那他是带领全局的，是把握全局，那就是一个大的画面。
And thirdly, they act as an example.
那第三点呢，就是他们做群羊的榜样。
They are a model that others can look to.
他们要做众人的一个典范。
So the responsibility of elders are to give oversight to the church and to shepherd God's people.
所以长老的职分就是牧养教会，然后呢，做群羊的榜样。
Especially exhorting them with the gospel and being an example to them.
然后就是用神的话劝勉教导这些信徒，并且呢带领他们。
And notice that Titus is called to appoint elders, plural, in every town.
我们要记得，保罗告诉提多的是设立长老是复数。
And here's the principle: every town needs a church, and every church needs elders.
那我们要知道，每一个城市都需要一个教会，那每一个教会当中都需要有长老。
So God's design for the church is that it be led by a team, a plurality of elders.
神所设计的教会是里边有众长老，是复数的。
A church must not be led by just one man. That's dangerous.
教会不能由一个人来带领，那是非常危险的。
A church must be led by a team.
教会必须有一个团队来带领。
A team of qualified leaders who will cover each other's weaknesses and strengthen each other.
一个合格的长老团，它可以遮盖教会的软弱。
So every town needs a church. Every church needs elders.
所以每一个城市需要一个教会，每一个教会都需要长老。
God in His grace has protected and guided His church throughout history, and He has done so by protecting and guiding local churches with elders.
那从历史上看，神的恩典保守他的教会，就通过他所拣选的合格的牧者来牧养，来带领教会。
So what should Titus look for when he's looking to appoint elders?
那提多在这里边他所要看的是什么，也就是说做长老他的条件或者说资格到底是什么。
And for that we have verses 6 to 9. So let's go ahead and read verse 6 to verse 9.
接下来就是到就是一章的六到九节，那我们一起来读一下。若有无可指责的人，只做一个妇人的丈夫，女儿儿女也是信主的，没有人告他们是放荡不服约束的，就可以设立监督。既是神的管家，必须无可指责，不任性，不暴躁，不烟酒滋事，不打人，不贪不义之财，乐意接待远人，好善庄重，公平圣洁，自持坚守所教真实的道理，就能将纯正的教训劝化人，又能把争辩的人驳倒了。
So this leads to our second point, which is the qualifications.
这里面讲到的就是资格条件。
Now when we think of leadership, we often naturally think of things like charisma and confidence and boldness.
那我们讲到了恩赐，我们讲到条件，我们很自然就会讲到他的天分，他的这个能力。
We think of vocal decision making and compelling communication and a winsome personality.
然后就是他的果断，他的决策力，或者是他这个良好的沟通能力。
Who are the best leaders? We often think of military commanders or successful politicians, the savvy businessmen.
那我们想到了 leader, 就是领袖，我们会常常会想到这个军队的领袖，然后商场上的这个成功的商人，还有政治家。
But the church is not like business or military or politics.
但是教会不像在商场上，也不是在搞政治，也不是生意。
The focus here is almost entirely on character and integrity.
那在长老的资格上，主要的集中就是在他的属灵生命，他的品格。
And in verse 1, Paul reminded Titus of the knowledge of the truth that accords with godliness.
那在这个第一节的时候呢，保罗提醒提多是圣经的真理知识能够塑造我们的生命。
The gospel transforms our character.
那这个福音的真理能够改变我们的生命，改变我们的性格。
And it is those whose lives have been transformed by the gospel who are worthy of consideration for elders.
那些被福音的真理塑造，被他们改变的生命的那些长老，他是合格的长老。
Now, the characteristics in this list are not unique to elders. They are basically what every Christian ought to be pursuing.
那我们如果看到这些资格的时候，我们会发现这个并不是一个独特的给长老的一个规定的要求，而是每一个基督徒都应该向这个方向来努力的。
It's not a different set of qualifications, but they are exemplary.
并不是说专门给他们设定了一个标准，而是说这是一个榜样。
They aren't perfect, they aren't sinless, but they're growing.
他们并不完美，他们也并不是圣洁无瑕，但是他们是一个成长。
They are men worth emulating. They are consistent.
但是他们是值得大家效法的，而且他们是一个稳固持续向前进步的。
And the first and most prominent qualification for leadership is to be above reproach or blameless.
当我们看到这里边，首先第一个提到的条件就是翻译成无可指责。
Now, in a strict sense, no one is blameless.
但是严格来讲，没有一个人真正能够做到无可指责。
We can only be considered blameless if Jesus takes our sin onto himself and dresses us in his perfect obedience.
那如果我们讲到我们无可指责，只能是耶稣基督他把我们的罪放在他的身上，并且我们借着因为耶稣基督他的顺服，我们在他里面能够成为一个无可指责的人。
But as we are united with Christ, this will shape our words and deeds, and an elder must be a man of integrity whose life is growing in conformity with the gospel that we hold.
那么我们因为和基督的联合，福音的真理能够塑造我们，让我们不断的进步，越来越像耶稣基督的生命。
And so this integrity we could summarize under three different areas.
那么这里边讲到的这个属灵的品格有三个方面。
The first category is family life.
那第一方面就是家庭生活。
We see that the family is the training ground for church leadership.
那家庭是培养培训我们教会领袖的一个工厂。
The church is the household of God.
教会是神的家。
And if you are not able to lead well in your home, how can you lead God's family?
那如果你把自己的小家不能够带领好，我们如何能期待你能够带领神的家呢？
He must be the husband of one wife.
那长老的一个资格就是必须是一个妇人的丈夫。
The focus here is not to forbid polygamy, although that is true.
那这里面讲的并不是说它是针对多妻的问题。
Nor do I think that it requires that a man must be married to be an elder.
也并不是说一个长老必须是一个结过婚的已婚人士。
Instead, what is called for is faithfulness in our marriage.
他讲的更是强调我们长老要对婚姻的一个忠诚。
That he will be a godly man who, like Christ, loves his wife and gives himself up for her as well.
按照圣经教导，他要像基督爱教会那样爱他的妻子。
As Christ does with his bride, the church.
像基督爱教会是他的新娘。
Further, it says that his children are believers or are faithful, obedient.
那另外讲到了他的孩子也是信主的，或者说是有信心的。
And the word speaks to young children that are at home.
这里面讲到就是还在家里边的未成年的孩子。
And so, how is this man loved and led his children in his home?
那就是也就是说，作为一个父亲，他如何来养育、来带领家里的孩子
？Now, this is not about perfection, but it is about character.
那这里边讲到的也不是一个完美，而是讲到了一个这个品格的培养。
For those who have children, you know that there is so much that is outside the control of parents.
那我们知道，作为一个家长，在养育孩子当中，有很多是超越他的本身能力的。
But we should focus on the parenting and leadership of the father.
也就是说，作为一个长老，他要 专注在他如何来带领和养育自己的孩子。
And largely speaking, good parenting will be made evident in time.
但总体来说，一个好的长老，他应该是在家庭的养育孩子当中有美好的见证。
And the second grouping of qualifications are about character.
那另外一个就是条件的一个一系列的条件，就是讲到了他的品格。
He starts by saying what an elder must not be.
这里面讲到就是他首先是反面的，他不能是什么样子。
He's not arrogant or overbearing.
他不能是这个任性。
Often leaders in politics and business are people with an overinflated self-importance.
那在商业上，有些的领袖他是就要有这种膨胀的自负高傲。
But not so in the church.
但是在教会当中绝对不可以这样。
The church needs leaders like Jesus who embrace humility and weakness.
那在教会当中，长老是要像耶稣基督那样柔和谦卑。
The arrogant must be kept far from church leadership.
那作为一个教会的领袖，一定要远离高傲。
He says not quick-tempered.
这里面讲到了不暴躁。
Those who are always quarreling with others.
这个暴躁就是很容易生气，很容易变脸，很容易和人来辩论。
Not a drunkard.
那这里边说的是不自因酒滋事，也就是不醉酒。
Not violent.
也不打人。
So not pushing people around either physically or even verbally with their words.
这里边讲到的不只是这个动手，这个身体上的这个打，另外也包括这个语言上的暴力。
Christian leaders are not rough but are gentle.
那我们教会的领袖不能够这个凶的，而且是应该是非常的温柔的和善的。
And not greedy for gain.
那也这里边说到的不贪不义之财。
The world is driven by money, but a godly leader is not.
这个世界是追逐金钱的，但是在教会当中的领袖绝对不能这样。
Their motive must be the gospel.
我们的动力，我们的目标永远都是福音真理。
But we should not let this be an excuse for the church to take advantage of their leaders.
但是我们也不能把这个作为教会苦待传道人的一个借口。
As the leader is motivated by the gospel, the church should be motivated to care for its leaders.
那么作为传道人牧师他是要以福音为动力，那作为教会要善待传道人。
Now after these negatives, Paul supplements with six positives.
那我们看到保罗他讲了六个这个负面的这个条件不能做什么，然后讲了几个是正面的应该是什么样子。
An elder is hospitable.
这里面讲到第一个是乐意接待远人。
He has an open heart and is welcoming others.
他是非常愿意欢迎外来的这些朋友的，这些宣教士的。
He's a lover of good.
他是这里边是好善
，eager to see goodness growing in himself and in the church.
他很乐意看到自己和教会当中弟兄姊妹生命的成长。
He's self-controlled.
他是这里边讲的是庄重 ，self-control.
Leaders need to be steady and dependable and in control of themselves.
也就是说，一个领袖应该是可靠的，应该是他是有自律的。
He's upright and holy.
他是。公平的是圣洁的。
Leaders are growing in godliness, being transformed by the Spirit.
一个教会领袖应该是他是被圣灵成圣，不断成长的。
And he is disciplined.
他是自持的，也就是有自控能力。
So we see godly character.
我们看到一个圣洁的生命在他身上。
And then the third category of qualification is how he handles and holds the word.
那第三方面就是他如何能够把握正确的来教导神的话。
It says he must hold firm to the trustworthy word as taught.
就是他能够正确的理解，能够传讲神的福音真理。
He is a man who has a fierce attachment to the gospel.
也是他对福音、对圣经有强烈的热情。
The church needs leaders who know the gospel and believe it completely.
他对福音的真理有全备的认识。
They may not be biblical scholars, but they hold settled convictions on the Word of God.
他不一定要读神学，但是呢，他对神的话要深信，要降服在神的话语面前。
They have been entrusted with the gospel and must pass it on faithfully.
他必须完全的这个 委身在神的话语上，并且能够坚定的持守。
And holding fast to the word, they're able to perform two critical tasks in verse 9.
在第九节。Excuse me? Can you repeat?
Holding fast to the word, they're able to perform two critical tasks.
Okay. 就是说他要牢牢地守住神的话，这是他接下来完成两个任务的一个条件。
First, they are able to give instruction in sound doctrine.
第一个就是他能够纯正地教训神的话，教导别人。
And so these men are capable of encouraging others with the word.
也就是他能够用神的话来帮助、鼓励、安慰别人。
And the second critical task is they're able to rebuke those who contradict it.
那第二个呢，就是他能够斥责、责备那些假教师、那些虚假的信息。
And so they know the word well enough that they are able to identify a departure from the gospel of grace and have the courage to rebuke those who contradict it.
也就是说，首先他要能够分辨、能够判定什么是不合圣经的、是虚假的。福音的这个能够扭曲，是那些扭曲福音真理的东西。
And the focus here is still on pastoring in the local church.
那这边说的就是牧师要专注在自己的教会。
And so protecting the church from false teaching.
就是保护自己的教会免受那些假教师的影响。
The elders have to feed the sheep and scare away the wolves.
教会的领袖要牧养自己的群羊，另外呢，一个任务就是要赶走豺狼。
And so the church leaders must be able to instruct and rebuke.
那就是两方面，首先第一个要能够教导，另外一方面能够责备那些假的信息。
John Calvin said that a pastor needs two voices, one for gathering the sheep and the other for driving away wolves and thieves.
这个约翰加尔文他说，这个牧者应该有两个声音，一个是传讲真正的福音的真理，另外呢就是能够发出责备虚假信息的声音。
And so both are critical, and the church needs elders who will fulfill this task together.
那这两方面呢都非常重要的，教会需要这两方面的这个工作。
Now, as we look at verse 10, we see why this is such an urgent task for Titus.
那我们看第十节的时候，我们就知道为什么这个这样的紧迫，这样的需要。
So let's read again verse 10 to verse 16.
那接下来我们看这个第十节到第十六节。第十节，因为有许多人不服约束，说虚空话，欺哄人，那奉割礼的更是这样。这些人的口总要堵住，他们因贪不义之财，将不该教导的教训人，败坏人的全家。克里特人中有一个本地先知说，克里特人常说谎言，常说谎话乃是恶兽，又馋又懒，这个见证是真的，所以你要严严地责备他们，使他们在真道上纯全无疵。第十四节，不听犹太人荒谬的言语和离弃真道之人的诫命，在洁净的人凡物都洁净，在污秽不信的人什么都不洁净，连心地和天良也都污秽了。他们说是认识神，行事却和他相悖，本是可憎恶的，是悖逆的，在各样善事上是可废弃的。
Notice in verse 10, there is a tight connection back to verse 9.
那我们如果看第十节的话，它是和第九节有紧密的联系的。
We see that with that word for.
有一个词是 for, 就是因为。
It is critical that leaders hold fast to the gospel and are able to teach it and rebuke those who contradict it.For there are many who will come against the church contradicting the gospel.
因为就是第十节讲到了原因，就是因为有许多人，就是那些假教师，他们不服约束，他们说那些虚空的话，欺哄人，有这样的一个现象，这样的一些人，所以前面讲到了有这样的一个重要性，两个任务。
And so point three is the urgency.
所以说今天我们讲的第三点就是它的急迫性、紧迫性。
This is a matter of real urgency.
是非常紧急的。
There are people teaching false things, distorting the gospel and leading people away from the glorious truth of God's word.
因为有人他们教导错误的信息，扭曲福音的真理，并且呢把人带离真理。
A church without godly elders who are able to guard the gospel will fall prey to these dangerous teachers.
那长老的任务就是要指出，要教导这个会众正确的信息，让他们知道什么是错误的。
The sheep need shepherds, and the shepherds must guard the sheep with the gospel.
教会需要牧者来保护群羊。
Who are these false teachers?
那到底谁是假教师？
Well, there's a specific situation, but there's principles here that apply to everyone.
Excuse me?
I didn't put that in there. The principles here apply to everyone.
这个原则是给每一个人的。
Yeah, so these false teachers, they teach and they talk a lot, but it says their words lack truth.
他们讲了很多，但是呢，他们当中缺少真理。
So they are deceptive.
他们是欺骗人的。
Verse 11, they are motivated by shameful gain.
第十一节说，第十一节这里边讲到，这些人，他们贪不义之财。
So money is their motivation, they are trying to get rich.
那他们的目的，他们动机就是为了金钱。
In verse 14, we see that they are devoted to Jewish myths. And the commands of people who turn away from the truth.
那第十四节这里边讲到了这些人呢，他们是这个非常热衷于犹太人这些荒谬的言语的。
So these particular false teachers are calling the Gentiles to keep the Jewish purity laws.
那这些假教师，他们要求外邦人也要去遵行犹太人的一些律法。
And in verse 16 it says they profess to know God, but they deny him with their works.
十六节说他们说是认识神，但是呢，他们做的却和神来相悖相反。
So they do not have integrity and godly character.
那他们就没有这个纯正的品格，他们是和福音相悖的。
The Apostle Paul warns the elders in Ephesus in his parting words to them. He says, I know that after my departure, fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock, and from among your own selves will arise men speaking twisted things to draw away the disciples after them. Therefore, be alert.
保罗在《使徒行传》里面记载了，他曾经警告以弗所的教会，在《使徒行传》二十章二十九节、三十节，我知道我去之后必有凶暴的豺狼进入你们中间，不爱惜羊群，就是你们中间也必有人起来说悖逆的话，引诱他们，引诱门徒跟从他们。
So what should be done?
那应该做什么？
Verse 11 says they must be silenced.
那十一节说。他们的嘴总要堵住。
Verse 13, they must be rebuked sharply.
十三节上，他们必须让提多要严严的责备他们。
The elders must protect whole families from this dangerous teaching.
那长老必须要保护教会，这个远离那些错误的、危险的教导。
Those who are deceiving must be rebuked sharply.
那些假教师必须被严严的责备。
Now,It's not that the church leaders are responsible for attacking every wrong doctrine in the world.
那这个教会的领袖，他们不需要对世界上任何的错误的教导都去攻击。
In fact, pastors or elders who take it upon themselves to correct all wrong theology will be so occupied that they will have no time to protect and shepherd the church.
如果他们要想去责备改变世界上任何的不符合圣经的一些神学，那他们可能忙得根本就没有时间在牧养自己教会。
It is our responsibility to shepherd, to feed and protect and nourish the local people of God that have been entrusted to us.
那神在教会当中设立的领袖是集中精力在自己的教会当中来牧养自己的群羊。
The call is to rebuke those in our midst.
那他们被呼召是来责备在我们当中的这些错误的教导。
To guard our people with the gospel and protect them from that which would draw them away.
是保护我们当中的这些群羊不被这些外边来的假教师的引诱破坏。
So faithful elders will hold fast to the gospel truth.
那忠心的长老会牢牢地抓住福音的真理。
They will align their words and their deeds to it.
他们会归正自己的言行，按照圣经的真理。
They will give themselves to exhorting and encouraging the people with the hope of the gospel.
他用福音的盼望去教导、去安慰、劝勉这些会众。
And they will protect them from those who would distort the gospel.
也会保护他们脱离那些扭曲真理的教导。
You know, I know that churches can be messy places.
我知道在教会当中有可能 会存在一些问题。
But I have so much hope for any church that clings to the gospel.
但是我坚信任何一个持守福音真理的人，福音持守福音真理的教会。
Jesus gave himself up for the church.
那因为耶稣基督把他自己舍己献给我们。
He bought the church with his own blood.
他用他的宝血买赎了我们。
He is the great shepherd over the church.
他是群羊的大牧人。
And now he is protecting his church and building his church.
他现在仍然在保护他的教会，也在建立他的教会。
And part of how Jesus is doing that is through giving leaders, assistant shepherds, to the church.
他通过他所拣选的教会的长老来实行，来保护，来教导他的教会。
Sometimes we look at our culture and the false teaching that spreads and we can get discouraged.
有时候我们会看到一些错误的文化，甚至一些错误的教导在流传，我们会感觉到有一些的失望。
But every generation and every century has had all kinds of threats that came against the gospel of grace.
其实在历史历代都有这些虚假的信息，一些假教师他们在威胁教会的。
But we're here now, on the literal other side of the world, proclaiming and holding fast to the gospel of Jesus, because God has preserved his church in every generation.
那我们之所以能够站在这里，站在世界的对立面，就是因为神的保守，让我们能够在这个时代还能够持守福音的真理。
And he's done so by gifting the church with qualified leaders who have been changed by the gospel and have been charged to protect his people with the gospel.
那神现在也是在用他所拣选赐给恩赐的这些合格的长老们，他们的自己的生命被福音来改变，并且呢，他们也来在真理里边来教导教会。
And so there are many threats against the church.
那将来也是会有很多的危险，临到教会的。
But God has matched those threats with elders who can wield the gospel.
那么神也为这些危险预备了合格的长老来抵挡这些威胁。
Are these elders perfect? No, far from it.
那我们长老是不是完美呢？远远不是。
But equipped with the gospel and the Holy Spirit, and standing as a team, they have what they need to protect the church and faithfully disciple the next generation.
但是一个合格的长老团，他们站立在一起，他们彼此的帮助，按照神给他们的恩赐，互相弥补，彼此鼓励，成为一个坚强的团队。
And it's so easy to criticize leaders.
那这个责备一个教会的领袖是很容易的。
You don't have to convince me that I'm a sinner.
我不需要你证明我承认我是一个罪人的。
On occasion, somebody will point out all of my weaknesses and failures.
那有时候有人会指出我的软弱和我的失败。
And I want to respond in that moment. You know, it's much worse than you realize.
那有时候我会回应说，我其实比你想象的还更加的差。
But what our leaders need is not accusation, but prayer.
但是我们的领袖需要的不是指责，而是祷告。
Rather than your gossip, they need your intercession.
与其说我们去背地里议论，不如我们为他代求。
I think of the many ways that God has brought grace into my life through the life and ministry of church leaders.
那在我的服事和我的生命当中，我很感恩神给我很多的恩典，通过我在教会当中认识这么多的领袖。
I think of the pastors who have shaped me and discipled me and baptized me and taught me the Bible.
我常常纪念那些教导我，给我施洗，然后呢这个门训我，教导我圣经真理的那些牧者。
They weren't celebrity pastors and they weren't perfect.
那他们也不是明星牧师，他们也不是完美的人。
But they were faithful, qualified, godly leaders who shepherded me with the gospel.
那但是呢，他们是忠心的，他们是合格的，也是敬虔的这些领袖。
And God used them to protect and build His church.
那神使用他们建立也来保护教会。
And I think of the many elders that I have labored alongside of over the last 18 years.
在过往的18年当中，我和我身边的这些长老们一同来劳苦。
Men who have stood with me and prayed for me and encouraged me and made me better.
他们和我一同站立，为我来祷告，鼓励我，让我更加的 长进。
They have challenged and corrected me. They've added perspective, insight, and experience that made me wiser.
有时候他们也挑战我，也来指正我。啊，他们也给我指明一些我看不到的一些亮光，让我呢，让我变得更加的有智慧。
And they gave of themselves for the sake of the church.
他们为了教会的益处摆上他们自己。
After working long hours at their job, they made no excuses, but with passion and love, joined me in prayer and in shepherding and in preaching and leading.
他们完成了自己的工作，他们还不忘记他们这个他们的这个热心和爱心。他们常常跟我一起来祷告，一起来跟我这个在我的讲道上，这个带领上一同来帮助我。
And there have been some occasions when a man turned out to not be what I thought he was.
但有时候有些人并不是像我们所期待的那样。
Some have not finished well or not lived up to the office.
那有些人他们也没有一个完美的结果，也没有这个，有些人甚至不称职的。
And that's disappointing and that it's sad.
那也是让我们有时候感觉失望，有时候难过。
But on the whole, it's been a grace to serve alongside of the leaders that God has put on my right and on my left all these years.
那总体来说，我很感恩，这是神的恩典，在我的旁边，神兴起了这么多的这个教会的长老来帮助我。
So when I think of the pastors and the elders that I know, I am very grateful.
那当我想到这个牧师和长老的时候呢，我非常的感恩。
And if you think the leaders of your church are great, then thank God and pray for them.
如果你认为你教会的领袖非常的好，那你应该感谢神为他们祷告。
And if you think the leaders that God has given your church are not great, then all the more pray for them.
那如果你认为你教会的领袖没有那么好，那你更需要为他们祷告。
Pray for their unity as a plurality of elders.
为了他们这个众长老的合一祷告。
Pray that God would use their gifts to complement and strengthen each other.
为他们能够彼此配搭，彼此互补，一起来祷告。
Pray for their character, that they would always be growing in godliness.
也为他们属灵的生命来祷告，让他们不断地来成长。
Pray that they are filled with wisdom from the Holy Spirit.
也为他们这个服事祷告，为他们能够为福音的劳苦祷告。
Pray that they grow in the knowledge of the word and their ability to apply the gospel to the church.
也为他们这个能够更明白圣经，让他们能够更好的来教导，来祷告。
So whatever you think of your leaders, pray for them.
那你希望你的牧师怎么样，你就为他们祷告。
And let me pray for us right now.
那让我们一同来祷告。
God, we thank you for your word.
主啊，我们感谢你的话语。
We pray that we would be able to obey it faithfully.
我们祷告，让我们能够顺服在你的话语面前。
And for this church, we pray for its leaders.
为这个教会的这个领袖来祷告。
We believe that you have already equipped them with all that they need.
我们相信你已经按照你的恩典，也按照他们的需要，你来装备他们。
And with the word and the spirit and with each other, I pray that you would bless them faithfully.
按你的话语，按你的圣灵，你来装备他们，你来保守他们。
And use them, Lord, to protect and bless and strengthen this church.
并且使用他们来教导，来保护，来让这个教会更加的强壮。
And that this church should be a faithful gospel witness in this community.
使这个教会成为一个忠心的能够传扬福音的教会。
For your glory, we pray. Amen.
为你的荣耀，我们一起祷告。Amen.
Thank you, Lord.